I hate all your petty thoughts of revenge. So said the Lord to someone we know who shall be nameless. They'd been rehearsing how they would pay back a wrong, enjoying the thoughts of revenge. But God said, I don't like it. He doesn't like it, and he doesn't live there, in our head, that is. He lives in our hearts. He doesn't like what goes on in our heads. It's in the thought life that sin has its birth. First the thought, then the act. So if we can get a rein on those thoughts of ours, our behaviour will trot along behind. Coming now to the summit of his teaching, Jesus tells the disciples the unthinkable. Love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you and despitefully use you. Are you off your trolley? Live from the opposite spirit. Do as you would be done by. Do not repay evil for evil. On and on he goes. If we really are to be the children of our Father in heaven, we're going to have to make this major adjustment and live from a different place, from heaven to earth, where the value system is upside down, according to us. All change, from our heads to our hearts, from our soul to our spirit. The difference between chalk and cheese, really. The difference between a self-giving love and a self-referential love. Eros and agape, another way of putting it. Now there's a thought. We are brought up to look after ourselves, which is Eros love. Selfish love. But essentially, Jesus is saying, you look after the other fellow, agape, and I'll look after you. How's that for an exchange? Waive your rights in favour of giving the other person his. Waive your right to fight your corner. Go the extra mile for others. Give till it hurts. Bless those who outright hate you. Then you're getting the idea. Will it never end? Hopefully not.